you can see a full list of the music by Francis Johnson featured in the programme, performed by the Chestnut Brass Ensemble, on the Radio 3 website. Just follow the links to Sunday Feature. Next on Radio 3, Karma, a new drama about three generations of women in a chaotic world.
Night Tracks, the perfect soundscape for late night listening.
Immerse yourself in a journey through sound and be transported to other worlds via a sonic landscape built for After Dark.
A curated mix of classical, contemporary, and everything in between. Night Tracks with me, Hannah Peel.
And me, Sarah Moore-Peach. Tonight from 10.
Listen on Radio 3 or whenever you like on BBC Sounds.
This is Radio 3. At 11.30 tonight, Elizabeth Olker is here with Unclassified Live. The BBC Concert Orchestra will be playing genre-defying new music with guest artists. This is The Kit, Modern Nature and More Mother. At 10 o'clock, it's the perfect way to end your weekend and get ready for the week ahead. Hannah Peel is here with Night Tracks. Before that, and at 9:30, enjoy accordion, piano and violin music from our new generation artists. But now, our new drama on three explores motherhood, mental health and the search for calm in a world of chaos. Karma by Lalita Chakrabarty stars Meera Syal and Lalita Chakrabarty.
Hello, I am Faye Lomas and I directed Karma, and I'm here with Lalita Chakrabarty, who wrote it and who stars in it. Lalita, what did you want to explore in the play?
I wanted to look at motherhood and the ensuing chaos that that creates in your life, because you're suddenly thrown into the realms of having to manage a whole other person or people while you manage your own life, and the legacy of the choices that you make as a mother on your children. Because we're all made by our parents, aren't we? And there are things hidden in our personalities and our choices that absolutely come from a place before we were clear and making choices for ourselves. So I wanted to look at that.
And what can listeners expect in the drama?
This is a story about three generations of women, a grandma, her daughter and her daughter, who's 18 and going through a crisis. It's about the solutions that we think we have to life, psychiatry, self-help, you know, do this and you'll feel better. But actually, there are no solutions to life. You just have to live it. And hopefully you will. It will be funny, as all families are, even if we don't feel it at the time, and visceral, quite raw and truthful.
And can you tell us a little bit about where the title Karma came from?
So the title is spelt C-A-L-M-E-R. Because I thought this crazy world where technology is making things allegedly easier, and yet we are scrambling, aren't we, to keep up with the pace of our own lives. So calm was something that I was thinking through this play. These people need to be calm and are trying to be calm. But I'm playing with the duality of karma, K-A-R-M-A, and the legacy that you give your children through the choices that you make inadvertently. You don't even know you're giving your children this legacy, but you're handing on, a baton that isn't always necessarily helpful. So it's both versions of karma, hopefully.
Well, thank you very much, and we hope you enjoy listening to Karma.
Karma by Lalita Chakrabarty. Good evening. Are you comfortable? Is your phone off? We don't want distractions. I'm Maya Porter, your host for this journey, and I'm here to help you live in the light. I know you're uneasy of what lies ahead, but I also know you're here for a reason. Peace of mind. Feels like a thing of the past, doesn't it? Technology tells us we can do everything faster, but it's an endless sprint with no real destination. You don't want to waste any more time. Am I right? I'm 67 years old, so I speak from experience, and I promise you, in the centre of all difficulty, opportunity lies waiting. My first husband died young, leaving me and our daughter alone. An unbearable loss. All the things I should have said, all the things I could have done, held in a vacuum, going nowhere. Chaos descended. I was clinging to the cliff face, hanging on for dear life, but in the end, I had to let go. My miracle is that when I did, I didn't fall. If I trusted the universe, I would have seen that in darkness there is always light. So this, now, is the first moment of your journey to live in the light. They say when a butterfly flaps its wings, it can create a hurricane elsewhere, an innocent action causing devastation. Consider that from a personal angle. A small moment left to magnify down the years becomes a tsunami. But if we identify that butterfly now, we can change the future. We're here to unpack your emotional baggage and see what remains in your suitcase of life. It's love. Love binds everything. Love is the building block of all things. I want you to close your eyes and visualize someone you love. Let's conjure the love in our lives. On the count of three, speak out their name. One, two, three. Amber. Did you feel that? They flapped their wings in your life, and look what they did. Feel it. Drink it in. But first, let's address the greatest love of all. Sit upright. Plant your feet firmly on the ground. Are you ready to love yourself? Breathe in.
Hotter summer for 30 years. People in bikini bottoms on the common. Everyone's topless. I mean, this is London, isn't it? Oh, look at this front page. This Prime Minister campaigned as the moral centre. His wife and son are at every photo opportunity, and now they've uncovered family number two.
Does that upset you, Grace?
Of course it bloody upsets me. Everyone's lying and no one's accountable.
Oh, you can't smoke in here.
I'll breathe out the window.
Sorry, those are the rules.
You can bend them.
I can't.
They blame one religion for every political disaster. They're scaring us to keep control.
They?
Am I sounding paranoid?
Not at all, I just...
I am perfectly balanced, Dr. Sen. I cling to my cafe latte and my organic food choices, and I struggle choosing which carbon-neutral long-haul flight I should book this summer.
Call me Nina. Oh, it's gone again.
Power cuts in this day and age.
It'll be back soon.
Everything's unreliable. Oil prices are up, they're down, they're up, they're down. Diesel's good, petrol's bad. No, petrol's good, diesel's bad. I've got motion sickness, but I'm not moving. The lights are on, they're off. The TV works, it doesn't. Bread's gone up. Bread!
So you're anxious?
My garden's cracked and dry. That's not a euphemism, by the way. I try not to water it, and then I can't bear it and drench everything.
You're defying the hosepipe ban.
My garden's thirsty. I give it a drink. That's how the world works, isn't it? I have to smoke.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, for God's sake. Thanks for the last-minute early appointment, but this isn't working for me.
Why not stay till 11 and use your hour?
Because there's nothing actually wrong with me. I'm looking for answers, but there aren't any. I'm sinking. Can you help me?
Yes.
The goalposts keep moving. I'm climbing mountains that don't exist.
Have you talked to anyone? Family, perhaps?
Oh, I can't talk to my mum. She'd just send me to Father Joseph.
Friends?
Oh, they're all so happy. I don't want to spoil things.
Any suicidal thoughts?
I'm not crazy.
That wasn't my question.
No, no suicidal thoughts.
Any medical issues I should be aware of?
A couple of STIs.
So you're sexually active?
Are you?
How many partners do you have?
You first.
I just need to build up a picture of you. You said that you've been climbing mountains. Name one.
Marriage. Are you married?
This isn't about me.
I can see your ring. Why not just say yes?
Yes.
I can still hear Father Joseph saying, "Do you promise to love and honour him all the days of your life?" All of them. How can anyone promise that? You don't know who they'll be in 20 years, do you? They might be someone else. It's a lifelong commitment that doesn't last. But no one warns you. They just watch. All those miserable couples egging you on. Don't look down, just jump. They all knew the truth.
What truth was that?
That you're not the person you'd hoped, and neither is he. They point you to the yellow brick road, knowing it's a dead end. And the truth is, everyone's married, but everyone's available.
In what way?
Oh, come on. We're all online, aren't we? A virtual room where you can make virtual friends. But then this guy suggested meeting. You're judging me.
Not at all.
After that, I couldn't stop. One of them sent me a picture. My husband found it. Sent it to my mother. All hell broke loose, but I didn't feel guilty. I didn't feel anything. They assumed I'd get distracted by a baby, you see. Lobotomized by strolls in the park, but I never wanted kids.
That's a big statement.
It's a choice. I can make that decision.
Absolutely you can.
It was a totally informed, strategic choice.
Of course.
I've watched my mates change from rational people to crazed parents pretending they're having a good time. Every second, filled with some inane question. What the hell happened to being seen and not heard? This limp liberalism where the kids are put first. I mean, on an aeroplane, in the safety check, when the masks drop down, they tell you to secure your own before you do the kids. It's logical. If you keep yourself breathing, there's a chance you both survive. I tell you now, none of my friends are going to make it. My best friend has a little girl, almost three, and we still can't have a conversation when this kid's around. We're in competition for her mum's attention, and she's hardwired to win. Whenever my best friend and I chat, she interrupts. And all the time, she's looking at me in triumph. I know she's a kid, right? I'm just saying.
What is it you're saying?
My best friend knows she's being manipulated. But she thinks I'm judging her, which I'm not. I'm judging the kid. She tells her daughter in that indulgent voice, "Mummy's talking to Grace. You have to wait, sweetheart." And you know what this kid does? She smacks her in the face. A proper cracking slap. There's a moment. It could go either way. I'm biting my tongue, because when you don't have kids, you can't say anything.
You're entitled to your point of view.
You'd think. God help women without children who comment on motherhood. It's a minefield. I suggested to this girlfriend once, who chose to be a stay-at-home mum, I said she could come out, have a few drinks, be herself again. My God. You don't know what responsibilities are. You think sex in a public toilet is an excuse for life? Grow up, Grace. What the hell? As if she now has some kind of supremacy, is more evolved for being ruled by a small, emotionally volatile tyrant. So I've learned to keep my mouth shut. Anyway, my best friend was seething with that slap, but that kid played it beautifully. In a split second, she was all tears and outstretched arms, manipulating her mum, who instantly hugs her, smiling sheepishly at me, while her cheek turns red.
And what did you learn from that?
That I don't want kids. There's a car crash waiting to happen. I don't even want to learn to drive. I got a rash. It spread to my stomach. My mind was racing. It's cancer. Something coming to get me. It wasn't, but now I can't sleep. I've got a first-class degree. A great job. I've been promoted. Married. I'm a conscientious aunt. Godmother to endless bloody kids. A fun social butterfly. But I swallow this feeling because if I don't... Are my friends lying? Does happiness even exist?
Yes, but not consistently. Continual joy isn't possible.
But I seem to be the only one struggling.
If that were true, I'd be out of a job.
That's true. Coming here is like admitting defeat.
It's the exact opposite.
The GP suggested a self-help book, but I don't trust that stuff.
Well, some books have their uses, but you're right to be wary. I'm going to prescribe you something.
I don't know.
It'll help, and I'd like to see you again. It's important to keep talking. Do you have a middle name?
No, it's just Grace Benson. Oh, the power's back.
There's a chemist on the high street. Pick this up straight away. There can be side effects, minor things, constipation, diarrhea, nightmares, but we'll keep an eye on you. It's only for 6 months to start.
To start?
We need to build up certain chemicals in your system to combat your depression and anxiety.
Do I have to declare this at work?
Not unless you want to. This is a private matter. It may intensify your feelings to start, but that'll settle down. We'll start you on a low dose.
I'm not sure.
If you need to take other medication, let me know. Oh, and you mustn't drink alcohol.
What?
Listen, Grace, you can't find a new destination without a map. We all need a map reader next to us at some time in our lives. It's good to ask for directions, but it's important to follow them too.
You're navigating.
I'm navigating.
Out of me, Amber.
I knocked, but...
I was under the sofa picking up tissues.
I didn't see you.
I've never jumped so high on my knees. Magda? Magda? Oh, for goodness sake. Magda! I went Polish because her English is better, but I'm fed up of this. I'm giving her notice.
You smoking again, Mum?
Of course not. A patient left them. Put them in the bin, will you? I only have half an hour for lunch, Amber. Wednesdays are my busiest day. Is it 10 tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. 10, but...
I've cleared my morning, so I'll come with you.
There's no need.
I want to be there.
You're so busy.
Never too busy for you. I'll drop you home after so you can get straight on to accommodation. Staying in one of those rooms off the quad will be amazing. The quicker you ring, the bigger the room.
Dad didn't call. I haven't spoken to him since Sunday.
He never has a signal.
I wanted to ask you both. I got this brochure.
A holiday, darling. We can look at it later.
No, I was thinking of taking a year out, Mum.
Oh, Amber.
Everyone else is doing it. I could work abroad, learn a language.
But you're doing medicine.
It would be a break.
There's no need.
I know, but...
You've always been driven, known what you want. I envy that. All your hard work's paid off, just like I said it would.
Yes, but...
That work experience in the X-ray department, you were a natural.
I was only filing.
Bolla mentioned your mock interview was brilliant. She's on the college board, so she'd know.
Mum!
It just came up over drinks. She was so impressed with you being captain of the British Biology Olympiad.
You took a year out.
Well, that's totally different. I had to.
But if you did it, then...
I didn't have a choice.
I could teach English, build toilets, help with farming, all sorts of things.
You're studying medicine at Cambridge. Why wait? I tell you what, after your first term, I'll take you any place you want. But don't delay. Life waits for no one. Recycle this brochure, darling. You don't need it. Listen, I wasn't going to say anything, but I've invited a few friends to celebrate your results tomorrow night. Charlie and Gwyneth, Boller and Barnaby.
Oh, no, I don't want any.
A small celebration. Just say thank you.
Thanks.
If you could change your life now, Amber Jackson, what would you change?
Nothing.
Exactly. Because?
Taking responsibility for every action is key to owning your life.
Oh, did Grandma ring you?
Yes.
Impromptu, she said. 100 last-minute guests, probably. So we'll cheer her on and sip her champagne tonight, but we'll celebrate you tomorrow. Is that top new, love? What size is it?
10.
It's a bit tight across the chest.
Mum!
It's not a criticism, but if I don't tell you, who will? Look, I tried a 16 by mistake last week and it fit me perfectly. I said to myself, it's just a number. The point is to get something that fits.
Did you buy it?
Wasn't the right cut. Now, I have to get on.
When's Dad coming home? He's been away for much longer than he said.
You'll have to ask him. You know what he's like. Never pass the buck because...
The buck stops here.
I love you and I'll see you later. Magda! Magda! Oh, for goodness sake! Amber, give Magda these pills on your way out. Tell her Mr. Mackenzie's not depressed anymore, so she needs to take them to the chemist for disposal.
When Dad comes back, it'll be great, won't it? We'll all be together again. It'll be just like before.
Bye, darling.
Bye, Mum.
I've definitely given up, so one won't kill me.
When we're born, we are adored, told we're wonderful. But as soon as we're old enough, we're told that we're lacking. We're shown images of people who are eternally happy and beautiful. They're not real, but we're told if we're not them, we're inadequate. It's about commerce. If we're insecure, we'll buy what they're selling. They promise happiness, all we have to do is pay, but how much does it cost? We aim too high, too fast. We want to feast but not gain weight. We demand respect but don't value ourselves. Here's the truth. You are born as perfect, unique individuals, and through their need to line their pockets, you lose certainty. No more. You're still perfect. Don't take getting older for granted. It's not a right, it's an opportunity. Old age is a privilege we earn, but it's being disrespected, concealed with creams and surgeries, a feared conclusion to our glorious youth. But listen, 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 let's learn to live in the light. When we age, we evolve. We graduate with honours from the big questions of youth. Every grey hair, every stiff limb is your personal trophy for all you've achieved. Life gets deeper, more complex. Imagine billboards filled with smiling images of lined faces and grey hair. We'd see the world differently, wouldn't we? We'd realise there's life ahead of us. It would remove this premature rush to win the race. Our babies could be babies, our teenagers still children, our young adults not forced into competing before they're ready. I want you to join hands with the person next to you. It's natural to hesitate, but ask yourself, do I participate today or just observe? Join hands now. There is fear in this room. There is grief in this room. There is love in this room. Look into my eyes. Look deep and repeat after me. I love me.
The 1512 train to Teddington will depart from platform 11.
I'm self-bloody righteous. Let's be honest, Tim. You run away from your family to rescue starving babies in Africa. Oh, I'm being naive when you're the one doing charity work to feed yourself. God save me from your 2 million displaced people and the war that no one cares about. I don't care about it. Amber doesn't care about it. What? Oh, was that in your goodie bags? You checked into your 4-star hotel? No. Wait a minute, Tim. Wait a minute. You're the one who avoids the truth. You've been digging this tunnel for months, but disguising it with your self-serving big white chief shit. Well, you should have made a note of the password, shouldn't you? No one's changed it. Oh, you want me to be the grown-up, do you? While you throw your toys out of your third world pram? What the hell is wrong with you? Your timing's always flawless, but this is your finest hour. Call Amber. Go on. hours before she starts the rest of her life, tell her you're leaving us. Oh, Jesus, you wouldn't know passive aggression if it hit you in the bloody face. Can't you remember anything? Her results come out tomorrow. How dare you? I'm the one that's been here. Cambridge is because of me. Where the hell were you? That's a big word, Tim. Do you even know what it means? You've forgotten us, just like that password. Stick to what you're good at if you can find it. What did you just say? Don't you speak to me in those condescending, moralistic tones. You're an emotionally stunted, limp-dicked, pathetic, selfish, conceited, arrogant, malignant...
Ambulance?
No, just get dry breath.
You're running without water. You should get a spinal backpack. They're pricey, but I'm guessing that's not a problem. Here, take a swig of mine. Temperature's hitting mid-30s, not a time to forget. But when I swim, I always make sure my bottle's close. That's it. That's it. In. Out. In. Out. A few puffs of a blunt can help with breathing.
Don't need help.
We met before at Gemma's 18th. Jude.
Amber. Oh, did you work in the school grounds?
Yeah. You look different. You lost weight or something?
Yeah.
Nice gym in them grounds. Always thought kids from private school never really...
Xavier's isn't private, it's grammar.
Same difference.
No, I'm against private education because it's exclusive. Xavier's is about merit. You have to be in the catchment area and you have to get over 95% to get in, so I was tutored, but Mum didn't want me to end up at Cranley Fields.
I'd be against private school too if I could afford it. And your mum's right, Cranley was a toilet.
I should get home.
Sit down. Give yourself a minute, mate. Love this view. Can't see for them trees, but in winter you can see right down the high street.
I've not noticed.
You should look. Do you swim?
I stopped competing in year 9.
I like the rhythm of it. But this one time, I'm in the pool and suddenly, like you, I couldn't breathe. Start thrashing around. Lifeguard jumps in. Everyone's looking at me like a freak in a fishbowl. Paramedic says it's a panic attack. I'm like, what? I'm a 50 lengths easy kind of guy. I went doctor. She looked after my mum. I said, it's like I'm drowning in my head. She gave me pills. I don't need them now.
For 50 lengths. So you're really fit.
Why, thank you.
I mean, you keep fit, but that still happened. What did your mum say?
Not much. She died.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Wasn't your fault? Or was it?
No, I...
Jokes. I'm being a dickhead in the corner trying to make the pretty girl laugh.
I'm not.
Oh, my God. They've even... Fly posted the bin with them leaflets. You seen it? They're pushing this march for inclusion, but I don't understand it. I mean, if you identify every group, that's all of us, isn't it? Gender, race, disability, sexual preference, class.
Religion.
Mums with buggies.
Equality for the white man.
Nah, that's not fair. I've got friends who are white and they're really nice. Fancy this march. For a laugh.
Be inclusive together.
Can I get your number?
What century is this phone from? It's a wireless.
Give it back.
Sorry, I'm an idiot. Let me give you my number.
Go on then. You do the number. What's your full name?
Amber Jackson. Now I've got yours.
Still at Xavier's?
Just finished. You?
I write songs. Play music.
For who?
Just down the tube at a minute, but there's all kind of scouts and producers down there. That's where they pick up talent.
I play clarinet and violin. I crawl to grade 7. My mum loved the certificates from them all.
I practice in the basement of a music shop on the high street.
I'm not spoiled, you know.
Never said you were.
I can see that's what you're thinking. I'm not a princess.
Of course, but you just dropped something. Silver spoon.
You're pretending to help but judging me the whole time. People like you, you complain about being judged on your clothes or accent or whatever. But really, really, you're more prejudiced than anybody.
Hang on.
Delete my number.
I didn't mean
Delete
anything.
Delete it now.
Come on, mate. I was
Delete
just...
my number.
Delete it. I didn't mean anything by it. Sorry. I know money don't mean anything, and this guitar is my proof. This flash banker used to come into the music shop, right? All Paco Rabanne and pink socks, trying a Fender or a Gibson off the shelf. Top end. He played the same set of jazz chords every time. I judged him completely, thought he's a tosser. Couldn't even play it. Confidence of the cash, you know? I'd be in the back room, part of the furniture. But then this one time, having tried this limited edition Fender, he comes up to me, this dick in Armani. He comes up to me and he gives me his old guitar. I stood there like an idiot. No one gives you something for nothing. No one. And he says, it's a gift. I said, this is £1,000 worth of guitar, mate. He just smiled. Perfect teeth. Cost a fortune, I'll bet. Never saw him again. Literally no strings. Not the guitar, obviously.
I've got to get to my grandma's.
Right.
It's 5 o'clock.
Shit. Oh, gotta go. Gotta change this rank t-shirt. Oh, ow! I think I just caught my earring. Did I rip it? I think I ripped my teeth. Such a dick. Where's the shirt? It was in the front pocket. No! You stupid idiot! I just bought this. It's a brand new shirt. It's all sticky.
It's just juice. It'll wash out.
I can't do any sodding thing right, you useless, bloody useless piece. You never do anything. You just... Shit!
I prefer your t-shirt anyway.
It was a job interview.
Well, call them. Explain.
You have to be on time at the shelter. That's basic manners.
Tell them you were doing a good deed.
It's no point.
Try.
Janine? Yeah, it's Jude. I got delayed. This girl was sick, so I stopped to help. I'm sorry. You sure? Thanks, mate. Totally be there for 6. See ya. They're gonna put me in at the end of the day.
That'll wash out. Put it on 60 with a whitener.
Yeah. I rolled this blunt earlier, but you can have it.
I don't smoke.
I'll just put it in your pocket. No harm. Next time, one drag and it'll calm you down.
I worry about disappointing people.
I did too, till I realised they disappointed me first.
I was top of my year, revised hard 10 hours a day.
Jesus.
Exams are everything. If you mess them up, life's basically over. But my last exam was...
Take your time.
Biology. Every single question, I knew all of it. But
I sat there for 3 hours.
You're all right, mate?
Yeah, and I didn't write a word.
Why?
I don't know.
Michael, look at this email.
What is it? Bravo, my love.
Oh, you, Michael Porter, are the wind beneath my wings.
Not the albatross around your neck.
Never say that.
Where shall I put the cutlery?
Amber, darling, it's my biggest pre-sale yet.
Congratulations, Grandma.
I thought I dreamt those calls from America.
And now your dreams have become a reality.
We faced the music and came up dancing.
I love you, Maya Porter.
And I love you right back.
I'll get the canapes.
All those years ago, like an angel from above, you paid for my studies.
The well-being workshop. The peace of mind conference.
You hardly knew me.
Ah, you were my new portfolio.
Oh, Michael, you were so kind.
Oh, self-interest. I've always had an eye for a long-term investment.
If I saw my younger self now, do you know what I'd tell her? Trust the universe.
You deserve everything that's coming. I'm sorry it's been so hard.
No more of that. That's all done. Oh, time to pop your beta blockers.
Mm-hmm. There's so much food.
Oh, darling, it's so hot. Are all the windows open?
All open.
I love the illustrations on the chapter headings, but I look old on the cover.
Seasoned, my love.
That's code for salt and pepper, Amber. Heavy on the salt.
Spicy with the pepper.
Oh!
I'll go and change into someone more sober.
Topaz Hernandez was meant to come tonight. She's promoting her new well-being collection, but poor thing, she's not well.
Maya's Miracles.
Do you like the title?
Very much.
Read the first page. For my darling Amber, the finest jewel in my crown. Is it too much? Tell me, you must tell me.
It's lovely, Grandma.
All of this is for you, my darling. Grandchildren are your stake in life, the continuity of everyone who came before. Too often we don't say what we feel. For the health of the family root, one must water the tree. So, I want to know everything. What has been happening on Amber's planet?
Well, Josh dumped Gemma on text.
No.
Yes. Then she posted a picture of herself with Jamal from the year below.
Well, they could be friends.
No, you can see it's more. I DM'd her, but she didn't answer.
Maybe it didn't reach.
She read it. She's airing me.
Things are simpler when you speak.
That's not how it works, Grandma.
How's Mum?
Okay.
I called her about tonight. She had that hard tone in her voice.
I like the colour of the cover.
Oh, good. When I asked your mum about it, she got cross with me. But I told her on a psycho-spiritual level, yellow is about self-worth.
Brilliant.
I love being able to tell you, Amber. Your mother makes me feel foolish.
It's just not her thing.
How I bit my tongue when they named you. I wanted to say, Amber's a healing crystal, bringing emotional centering and renewal. Amber absorbs pain, bringing calm, wisdom and balance.
I should sell myself in bottles.
When's Daddy back?
He has to be there. It's important. The Civil War affects all of us.
These canapes are delicious.
I went for a run today.
You're putting me to shame.
I felt a bit dizzy, actually.
Dizzy? Well, how? Have you got a temperature?
No,
Maybe you're coming down with something. Do you want some paracetamol?
No, I'm fine now.
I do admire you. You lost all that weight through sheer resolve. It's about resisting the treats.
Bubble, bubble, fizz and trouble.
Maya's turn to drink the
bubbles. Can I tempt you, Amber?
Oh, go on, darling. Take your foot off the pedal. Only if you're up to it, of course. She wasn't feeling well.
Why? What's up?
She was dizzy.
Dizzy? Oh. Have you got a temperature?
I'm fine.
So, what do you say?
great. Mum's having a party for me tomorrow.
Is she? Check the answer machine, Michael. Is there a message?
Let me have a look. No.
We could take some leftovers.
If there are any.
I don't want to party, but I don't want to upset her.
No, best to avoid upsetting Nina. But I saw a fridge magnet at Cara's. It said, celebrate yourself every damn day. We should embrace it. Champagne is starlight in a glass.
To success.
I am so proud of you, Amber. I want you to be proud of me.
I am.
I was looking online at that pop star you like, Amber, and my God, every video, Michael, she is practically naked, a thong worn like a skirt. She's being totally exploited.
She's not there, Grandma. It's on her own terms.
No, darling, I teach self-empowerment. I know what that is.
But it's like art, isn't it? You create the object that people can look at, but that's not who you are.
Yes.
I forgot the ice. Amber, will you?
Sure.
Don't want you overtired.
She has an answer for everything, doesn't she? Just like a mother. I looked at those videos and thought, who could handle that? Not me, Michael, not me.
Have you got a moment before everyone arrives?
Of course.
Always.
I was wondering if, after the party, you'd talk to Mum for me.
Why, darling?
What is it, Amber?
Are you in trouble?
It's not a big thing.
Oh, you know, your mother terrifies me.
Do you need cash?
I'm such a coward.
No, I was just... I thought it would be good to... I was thinking of taking a year out.
Oh, my goodness, I thought it was something terrible. I'm always waiting for disaster to strike. It's fine. You're fine.
A year out? Why?
Well, I just thought it might be good to take a break.
Oh, you're worrying before it happens, like your grandma. You'll get your results tomorrow and start in a month. You have to jump, or else someone else takes your place.
It's fear of the unknown, darling. A few more hours and your path ahead will be clear.
Medicine's a serious commitment, but you'll always have work.
We'll definitely employ you.
Yes. Bit more bubbly.
Oh, lovely.
Thanks. I just wondered.
What, darling?
Is there maybe another way?
The future depends on what you do today.
Ah, to Mahatma Gandhi for those perfect words.
Chin chin, everyone. Drink up.
Mm.
Delicious.
There's no towel in the guest bathroom.
Michael?
Running all the way.
I dripped down your corridor.
Was it just water?
Of course it was just water.
Then it'll dry.
I just didn't want you panicking.
I wouldn't panic, Nina. It's just water.
Towel back in action.
Nina said she dripped in the corridor.
I saw.
It's just water.
So it'll dry.
Phone away, Amber.
Oh, we don't mind.
Family rules.
Sorry.
I've decided to expand my practice.
That's marvellous, darling.
State services are struggling, so people are going private.
Just brilliant.
It's not brilliant, Mum.
No, well, I didn't mean...
But it's satisfying to be part of the solution.
Your mother's book is being lauded for the very same thing.
Psychiatry and self-help are very different areas, Michael.
But there's an undeniable link between them.
Well, psychiatry is a rigorous medical discipline.
Self-help is less prescriptive, I agree, but is equally rigorous. And your mother's work is in such high demand.
Popularity is not a guarantee of quality. I mean, look at chicken shops.
The demand is key to good business, Nina, and affordability is essential. You can buy all of your mother's books and lunch for one session with you.
You get what you pay for, Michael. I've studied to the highest level for 13 years.
Ah, but your mother's been studying all her life.
Isn't it funny that we're in the same business?
What business is that?
Healing. Do you think expansion is wise? It's just, well, you're so busy already.
It's another reason for a party.
Of course. We'll bring leftovers tomorrow night.
The party's for Amber.
I said it was a casual thing.
What time would you like us?
6.
Are we free, Michael?
I've got that meeting with the app designers at 5.
We're doing an app?
A miracle app. Michael's idea. Isn't it clever?
Early revelation. day-to-day guidance, a miracle a day. There'll be practical health advice, internal mantras and inspirational quotes. And we're keeping the costs down. So it's spiritual help for all.
That's God out of a job, then.
He has his own app already.
So we might be a bit late tomorrow, Nina. Oh, you can take the leftovers with you tonight, if you'd like.
I've got catering.
So it's a big thing.
Well, it was 10 people, 12 now.
We won't eat too much, will we? You'll put small plates out anyway. So clever how you control portions. I wish I did that, but I'd never want anyone to go home hungry. Where is everyone? You'd think I wouldn't care, but Amber, take note, no matter how old you are, when people are late for your party, you always feel completely abandoned.
That's looking empty.
Oh, lovely. Do you like the book cover, darling? I decided on the yellow in the end.
It's cheerful.
Do I look older? I know you'll be honest with me. Daughters always tell you the brutal truth, Michael. They admire and idolise you while breaking you down to your basic parts. It's why women are so damn interesting.
You look good for your age, Mum.
We couldn't get olives. Can you believe it? Ronaldo said last year's crop failed. So worrying, isn't it? Global warming, climate change. We are ruining our natural world. So I bought crisps. Take a handful.
No, thank you. Go and change, Amber.
I didn't bring anything with me.
But it's a party.
She looks lovely.
Sorry, Mum.
It's not a big deal.
She'd look good in a paper bag, a natural beauty.
Takes after her grandmother. Actually, your mother and I have a little more news. I think this is a good time before everyone arrives.
What is it?
Go on. They'll be happy for you.
Oh, dear. Well, here goes. The thing is, I've been... it's not definite yet, but I've been asked if I'd host a television show.
Television?
You'd think we'd had enough of the spotlight after the last few years, but this is for the right reason.
What television show?
Mercy Baker.
Mercy Baker?
Has asked your mum for 12 half-hour shows to start, based on her miracles.
You've kept that very quiet.
That's brilliant, Grandma.
I've been trying to navigate Florida online.
Florida?
It'll only be for a few months to start.
But if it goes well, we'll move the following year.
And I heard the holidays at Cambridge take up most of the year, so you'll be able to come out all the time.
Mercy recommended Meyer's Miracles on her show, and advance orders spiked in North America.
Goodness. So when...
If it's confirmed, they'd like us there by the end of next month.
She said I've changed her life.
You must be so pleased.
Oh, I am, darling. And Florida's warm. It'll be good for us.
Topper?
Please.
May as well finish the bottle.
Most people your age retire.
Mercy said all the negative publicity we had with Michael's work...
His starring role in the pension scandal, you mean?
We'll show people they can turn their lives round, too.
You keep reinventing yourself, Mum. Just when I think we know where we are, you do something else. Congratulations.
Thank you, darling.
My mouth's ever so dry. Is there any water? No, of course not.
Shall I get you some?
No, you stay with Grandma. She always likes to have you to herself. I'll get it.
I don't think Mum's very happy.
Maybe this promotion she's given herself will cheer her up.
I could come to Florida. Be your assistant.
Oh, darling, you'll be too busy. These last few years have been so stressful with the court case and the publicity. After Michael's triple bypass, his health is a constant worry. We'll always be there for you, but it's time to do something for us.
I think I need to lie down, just for a minute.
You all right, darling?
It's all the bubbles. I drank too fast.
Use a spare room. The sheets are fresh.
A power nap will perk you up.
Congratulations, Grandma.
Thank you, darling. Rest easy, little butterfly.
See you later.
Oh, they're here.
And we're off.
Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
You no, go. No, but thank you. Okay.
All right. So see you next
bye
week.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
You.
Well, bravo, Nina. You stayed till the end. It's past midnight.
She was talking to Raj Banerjee.
He cornered me.
Such a sweet man.
Because he fancies you.
No.
He does a bit. Top up!
He went on and on about you as a portal.
It's his breath I struggle with.
He's so oily. When he finally left, I swear he left a trail of slime on the floor behind him.
He's been a good friend to your mother, Nina.
Well, he was very supportive when your daddy died.
Did he hold your hand and put his arm around you?
Did he try anything, darling?
I didn't notice. Poor Raj. Where's my darling girl?
She went home.
When?
You told me when you were talking to Verity.
I didn't say anything about Amber. I haven't seen her all evening.
Oh, she didn't hear my speech.
Raj recorded it.
Thank goodness.
So she's still here?
Teenagers sleep through anything.
She needs the rest. Always on the go.
She's busy.
I know, darling, but we all need to get bored. Why don't you stay over?
I've got work.
Oh, well, Amber can stay here.
We need to get back. I'll get her.
All right, Princess.
Yes, Sir Knight. Ready to retire to my fairy bed.
Retirement? You're too young.
Oh, Michael.
The door's locked and there's no answer.
She'll be asleep, darling.
She's obsessive about locking doors. Drives me mad. It's only me and her at home.
When's Tim coming back?
He had to stay out there.
Don't you mind, darling? I put my foot down.
We never stop each other doing what we want. We're not in each other's pockets.
Oh, Amber did look tired.
I told her if she locks doors, no one can get in. She's so clever and equally so.
I'll get her.
Be kind about Raj, darling. He was with me at the hospital when Daddy died.
You never told me that.
So much you don't know. Here, have one of my books for your collection. Look at the dedication.
I can't hear anything.
Is she definitely in there?
Well, the door can't lock itself.
I'll go.
She'll just be asleep.
Amber? Amber? Open the door. Amber? Amber?
How you doing, mate? You done?
Yeah. Been a good night. You booked the next spot?
Yeah. Don't rush yourself. I'll just warm up.
It's a good day full of sunshine. There's a brightness in the sky. You're a sweetheart on a straight line. On a whim, let's fly up high. I'm a man, I'm a boy, I'm a kid full of joy. I love life like a magical man. I know dark, I know light, I have peace, I have fight. And I'm doing the best I can.
Have you got a key?
It's inside the room.
A spare key, Mum.
No.
Well, do you think she might have fainted or something?
Amber? Amber, are you in there?
Oh, Michael, what do we do? Where are you going?
Stand back.
You'll hurt yourself. Oh, are you all right, darling?
I can do it.
Oh, dear God.
Put her on the carpet, Michael. Get out the way, Mum. Amber, can you hear me, love?
Why are you looking in her eyes? Is she okay?
Shut up, Mum.
Amber, darling.
Stay away from her. You've done enough already. Amber, can you hear me? Amber?
Ambulance, please. Ambulance. Quickly.
Darling.
You and your stupid, pointless, bloody parties.
She's a cool head with a warm heart. on a slowly roasted day. I'm the end line of a new start. We'll keep all the clouds at bay. I'm a man, I'm a boy, I'm a kid full of joy. I hold life in the palm of my hand. I know dark, I know light, I have peace, I have fight, and I'm doing the best that I can.
We've got a signal down here. Who's that?
You have one new message.
Hello. 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 It's Amber. It was so nice to meet you. Thanks for holding me up. I think I've done something silly.
Put it off, darling. I've such a headache. Why are there quiz shows on in the small hours? Who's watching at this time? Ugh, these waiting rooms are so badly designed.
There's a storm brewing.
Nina said she gave up smoking, but look at her. Look, on that balcony, thinking I can't see her. She's always been a liar.
Don't upset yourself.
Children suck the marrow out of you, Michael. I don't understand this.
Because it doesn't make sense.
I was on hold, and then when they picked up, she didn't speak bloody English.
Did you reach him?
No.
He should be here.
None of us should be here.
You're smoking.
I'll get us some tea. Would you like some?
No, thank you.
You should have coffee, Mum. Sober you up. Tea, please, Michael.
I'll be quick.
Remember, when Amber was 7 or 8, she was cross with you making her go to violin practice, and she persuaded, oh, what's her name, your Filipino nanny?
Lovely.
Lovely. Lovely brought her to my house. I was with those dreadful women from the gym. In comes Amber, wide-eyed and indignant. Mummy never listens, Grandma. I hate practice. So I gave Lovely the afternoon off, and we made cinnamon cupcakes.
The cup's hot, Nina. I was at the drinks machine and this schoolgirl was waiting behind me. But when I looked closer, she had a stethoscope around her neck and a pager in her pocket.
You haven't got your glasses on.
My age radar's gone. Another thing that doesn't work.
How much did she drink? Your champagne?
I'm not sure.
More than 2 glasses?
Perhaps.
You always start before the party, drunk before the guests.
We weren't drunk.
Hello? Hello, Tim?
Excuse me?
I'll call you back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Benson, Grace Benson. I'm looking after Amber.
Hello, Doctor.
I'm Nina, Amber's mum.
Oh. Hello.
And I'm Maya, her grandma. Is she awake?
No, not yet.
Oh, good.
How is she?
She's stable.
We don't know what happened. We were drinking champagne, just a glass or two. Do you think that might have...
We're investigating everything, but we have no answers yet.
She's had champagne before.
Her pupils were dilated.
What does that mean?
Have you handled cases like this before?
Many times.
Can we talk to her?
Not at the moment. Perhaps we should sit down? Given the severity of her condition, I wanted you to know that we've medically induced a coma.
Oh, my goodness.
Darling.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Oh, my poor girl.
We'll keep her there for 48 hours at most.
Why aren't you trying to wake her up? It doesn't make any sense.
She's taken something. Drugs of some kind.
But she's not like that.
That's why her pupils are dilated. The coma reduces the activity in her brain and slows down any damage that might occur. It's standard procedure. It protects her while we flush out her system.
What damage?
I can't answer that yet.
So she's on a ventilator?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Mum!
Is there anything we can do?
All we can do is wait. Do you have any idea why she's done this? Has anything happened recently?
No. Amber's an extremely balanced young woman.
Of course, but...
She's head girl, captain of countless teams, champion debater. She's doing medicine at Cambridge, for goodness sake. This isn't a girl who self-destructs.
It's difficult for families to come to terms with...
You're saying this is some sort of cry for help?
It's always useful to look at the reasons.
I don't like what you're implying. I mean, I would know.
With the greatest respect, mothers can often be the hardest person to tell.
She had exam nerves a few months ago.
I've asked for a psychiatric assessment. A colleague of mine will question Amber's friends and you to gather a broader picture of her state of mind.
What sort of questions?
General things.
Like?
What kind of personality she is. Does she have any disorders, depression, phobias, that sort of thing?
No, nothing like that.
And there'll be harder questions. Things that are important to address.
Such as?
If she left a suicide note.
Oh, Jesus.
No, she didn't. I didn't see anything. Did you?
No, of course not.
If there are any long-term psychiatric disorders in the family, that sort of thing.
You're saying we missed something, is that it?
Amber is a smiling, sunshine girl. When she's worried, we talk. We are completely there for her.
We're upset.
Of course. I'll let you know as soon as there's any change.
Can I see her?
Not yet, but can I have a quick word? This morning, in your clinic, Nina, that's not who I am. I'd understand if you ask for someone else, but I'd really appreciate it if you didn't tell anyone why. This is where I'm at my best.
She's all I have.
I'll see if Dr. Blake's free.
Are they more experienced?
No. I'm the consultant, so I'll still keep an eye on things.
I'd like you to look after her. I'm at my best in my surgery, too. In that room, I know what I'm doing.
Thank you. I'll let you know if anything changes.
The wind's picking up. It's going to tip.
Do you know her, Nina?
Not really.
When Nina was 5, Michael, she went through a phase of confession. She couldn't bear the burden of guilt. Then one day she worked out that if she said nothing, no one would know. But I always found out the truth. How do you know Dr. Benson?
Leave it, Mum.
Is she a patient?
Oh, my God.
Is she medicated?
If she's seeing a psychiatrist...
Oh, quick, call the authorities. It's a national emergency. Everyone's medicated, Michael. You take tablets, don't you?
That's completely different.
What about you, Mum? You've popped your fair share in the past. I mean, even old Mr. Singh's on Valium. I saw him at the chemist scuttling off in embarrassment, and I know we don't mention it, but Cara Digby asked me if it was normal to wee so much on lithium.
Cara?
Every doctor in this hospital could be on something.
Well, I just want someone who's mentally stable.
Well, you'll have to find them first.
Let's try and stay.
Or would you prefer someone who practices mindfulness while they prescribe?
Mindfulness is a highly effective...
Someone who focuses on their breath rather than their patient. Would that be more energetically correct?
You always railroad us when we have a point.
I trust her. And when I don't, I'll say... Tim? It's Amber. She's... What? I can't bloody hear you. Hang on, the reception in here... Wait a minute.
What pills was she talking about?
What?
She said you'd taken a lot of pills.
Oh, it was such a long time ago.
What was it, darling?
When Sanjay died, I was... It was difficult.
Well, of course it was. It was so sudden.
I couldn't cope. I lost track of things.
What do you mean?
I was alone, Michael. No family, no friends. I'd only been in this country for a couple of years. Sanjay's company let me stay in the house and even paid for Nina to board at school, but when she came home in the holidays, I couldn't manage. I tried, but I'd forgot food, forgot to change my clothes. When she was 18, I was medicated. It's in the past. I've moved on. Oh, stale in here, isn't it?
All that recycled air.
They're just recycling the germs.
It keeps them in work.
You always make me laugh. Do you hate me?
Of course not.
I've been hiding.
Like the rest of us. You've nothing to be ashamed of. But no more secrets.
Nina has such a sharp tongue.
She's a lipstick bully.
But I'm so weak.
You're the strongest person I know.
Women. We're all so capable now, aren't we? Having babies on our own, top careers, boyfriends and girlfriends, gourmet cooks at the gym, at the spa, giving back and quality time. We fought against the kitchen sink, but now we run the world and take the sink with us. I read about women. Oh, what is it? Lean in. Oh, my God. If I lean in, I'd fall over.
You're okay, Maya.
We shouldn't go to Florida. We should say no.
The line died.
Did you tell him?
Sorry to disturb you, but we need some more personal details about Amber. And, we found this cigarette in her pocket. Were you aware she was using marijuana?
Well, that's hardly using. It's very small.
That's not the point.
None of us know anything until she tells us.
Nina, if you could come to reception?
Yes, of course.
Maybe I should roll Nina one.
Hello? Tim? It's Maya. You have to come home now. What time did she call you? Tim? Amber phoned him last night, but he didn't answer.
Did she leave a message?
No. They spent all their time apart. What is the point of being married if you're never in the same room?
Well, maybe he can't stand to be with her for too long either.
I don't think they'd have married if Nina hadn't got pregnant. He's such a mouse.
In all the photos, she always has her arm around him. As if she's keeping him there. Here comes the rain.
All right.
There's a tea machine down the corridor.
Thanks.
I like your guitar. A Fender. You're a musician.
Yeah.
I was in a band once.
They've got all the details.
Tim rang. Amber called him last night, but he didn't answer. Typical.
Excuse me. You Amber's mum?
Yes.
I met Amber at Gemma's 18th.
Pardon?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm Jude.
Why are you here?
Oh, Amber left me a message. I didn't get it till late, but I wanted to check she's all right.
What did she say?
She didn't sound right and she didn't pick up, so I rang the hospitals.
Hospitals don't give strangers information.
I said I was like her brother. Sorry, just trying to find out. They told me to wait in here. She okay?
She took something. Do you know what that was?
No.
Did you give her something?
Let's not jump to...
She's unconscious, for Christ's sake.
Shit.
Do you still have her message? Could we hear it? Please.
You have one saved message.
Hello? 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 It's Amber. It was so nice to meet you. Thanks for holding me up. You're right, I'm drowning in here and nobody can save me now. The lifeguard's on a tea break. I think I've done something silly.
What does she mean, you held her up?
She was faint.
She said she was dizzy earlier.
I don't understand who you are.
Young man, how long have you known Amber?
I met her proper this morning in the park.
So why would she ring you?
I don't know.
Are you local?
Yeah, I help at the shelter in Peckham.
Oh, my God, is that where you live?
Not anymore.
So where, then?
We're just trying to get a picture of things.
I'm in a hostel till September.
You gave her drugs?
Not like that. She couldn't breathe.
What?
She was all right when she left me.
I'm calling the police.
Nah, nah, nah.
Don't let him leave.
You need to stay here. Get off me.
Oh, sorry, man. I didn't mean to.
Oh, my God. Are you all right, darling?
Yes, yes, I'm fine.
Emergency. Which service do you require?
Police.
No way. Give it to me.
Give me back my phone at once. Do you hear me?
Calm yourself.
How dare you? My daughter's in a coma.
I didn't do nothing.
You gave her drugs.
A tiny spliff.
That's drugs. Give me my phone. Give it to me now. Give me my bloody phone.
Why are you shouting? Stop shouting. Stop it.
Did you give her anything else? We'd really like to know, if you don't mind.
No.
Jude? Hi, Jude. I'm Maya.
Oh, for God's sake, Mum.
I know this isn't the best way to meet the family, but... can you tell us what you talked about? We're trying to work out what happened.
School.
Right.
Exams. Demonstrating.
Oh, I know you. Find a cause and occupy it. Fight the powers, but take their welfare. You smelled opportunity, an impressionable young girl.
And you're a two-faced lefty who crowbars her kid into a top state school so she's a bit rough, like me.
How dare you?
Tutors and tennis lessons.
You make me sick.
Nina.
Scrounging salt of the earth working man with no bloody work.
She had a panic attack, and I can see why.
So you're a doctor now? Prescribing drugs and passing bullshit diagnoses?
You use a lot of big words to cover the fact that you're so freaking stupid.
Who the hell do you think you are?
A mate to your kid. And looking at you, she needs all the friends she can get.
Did she tell you why she couldn't breathe?
Oh, for goodness sake, it's the self-help leading the no-help. You'll be offering crystal therapy next.
Stop it, Nina.
Give me my phone.
She was stressed.
You met her once and you think you know her.
Give him a chance.
We're all bloody stressed. This umbrella word for all the anxieties of the Western world? We live in stress. Amber's stressed about her weight, her hair, her exams, people judging her. All teenage girls are stressed, and then we learn to manage it.
Did she tell you why she was stressed? What did she say?
Please, sir.
She said her last exam, biology, she knew all the answers, but... didn't write nothing. She left it blank.
Why would she do that?
That doesn't sound like Amber.
Biology's her strongest subject.
You ever been hungry?
Of course I have.
Really hungry?
Oh, I haven't got time for this.
You've got everything worked out, so you don't need to feel anything. Bet the cupboards in your kitchen are full. See... if you've never been hungry, you don't know what food is for. You just eat when it's time to eat, because that's the rules.
Could I have the phone, please, Jude?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really?
This is a time for family, but I can call you when she wakes up.
I'd rather call you.
Here's my business card.
Thanks. Will you tell Amber I got the job?
Yes, of course.
God bless.
See ya.
He's living in a hostel, handing out drugs.
You're too hard, Nina.
Said the man who's soft in the middle. This persona you've manufactured from fat cat investor to mystic pizza is not real.
You dismiss people too easily.
Because I know what they're like.
How can you know?
It's my job.
Then how do you miss this with your own daughter?
Get out. I don't want you here.
I do.
Is it that time again, Mum? To bury yourself under the duvet with this man who marched you into public disgrace for exploiting people's pensions?
I didn't exploit anything.
Dragging you through the papers and the courts and you just ignoring his corruption, placidly grateful he's there.
Stop it.
He's the reason people's lives have been ruined.
It wasn't on purpose, Nina. I invested with good intentions. Guided them onto the pension ladder.
And then you dismantled the bloody ladder.
How could I have known? And when they turned into a mob looking for someone to burn, I was the scapegoat.
You made so much money.
I did the right thing. Named names and lost everything.
Michael, come on, leave it.
It was too little, too late.
I demand respect for who I am, Nina.
You have to earn respect, Michael. And let's face it, you haven't earned anything for years. Ah! Mummy! There you are. How I've missed you.
You see buttons and you have to push them. This is about Amber, We have to focus on her.
The year you published your first book, Mum, was the year I had Amber. Do you remember? You had a big party. Who could compete with that? And the year of your second book was the year of my wedding. A glittering affair, your book launch. You surpassed yourself with the catering, made ours look cheap. When you published the third, that was the year I opened my private practice. Game on, Mum, game on.
Why are you so angry?
And now, with your best book of all, everyone wants Maya, while my baby's in ICU and Tim's leaving me.
What?
Oh, don't act surprised. I could see you both thinking, how can Tim bear you? Every time he came into the room, you'd make some comment at his expense. And, of course, you were right. Mercy Baker, though. Try and top that.
It's not a competition.
OK, let's hit pause. There's a lot going on here. Have you considered couples counselling?
That's a good idea. Talking therapies can work wonders.
Do you know what never ceases to amaze me? You don't pull the rug out in public. That would be too honest. You unravel it piece by piece, so I won't notice that suddenly I'm standing on air.
We're trying to help.
Poor old Maya. Always the victim, never the aggressor. Really, Mum?
You're being a bully, Nina.
You think this version of Maya is the truth, Michael? This hologram of humanity? Well, I can dig up all the bodies if I have to, Mum. They're buried deep and we don't talk about them, but every single one leads to you. When Dr. Benson asked about any long-term psychiatric disorders, I wanted to scream, yes! Here's the bastard problem, it's her! The breakdowns, the crazy behaviour, weeping for weeks on end, and then running through the streets of Durham in nothing more
Hello
than...
Hello again. I just wanted to let you know we found what's in Amber's system.
What is it?
It's an antidepressant. Her GP didn't prescribe it, so it's not hers. She didn't have a large amount in her system, but the alcohol accelerated the impact.
Oh, Michael.
So she didn't do it on purpose? The alcohol tipped her over?
It seems so.
Will she wake up?
We have to wait and see. Do you have any idea where she might have got hold of these pills?
No.
Not at all.
But why would she have those?
I gave them to her. I asked her to give them to my secretary on her way out for disposal at the pharmacy.
Oh my God.
Bloody power cuts. Maya, are you all right?
Yes.
All the lights are out.
And the buildings opposite.
Is the whole hospital down?
Ouch!
Michael?
Oh, I'm fine. Just a chair. The other floors are dark too.
I have my phone.
I've always questioned the need for a torch on my phone, but here's the answer.
What about Amber's ventilator?
The emergency generators will kick in. Don't worry. I need to get back.
I need some air. You know I get claustrophobic. You all right if I step out, Maya?
Yes.
Keep my phone. I'll go with Dr. Benson.
When you're landing at the airport in London, tiny pinpoints of lights go on forever. But when it's gone, you realise we're only a stone's throw away from total darkness. This reminds me of that cupboard with the boiler that knocked. Did you ever go in it without the light on? You bolted the door that once, so I couldn't get out. It was so dark. I couldn't see my hand.
It was you.
I still smell that cupboard sometimes.
It's been you all along.
Dust and heat.
You always blame someone else.
You were never there. I've had to work things out myself, do my own laundry, make my own meals.
A round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
I gave her clear instructions. I said, give them to Magda on your way out.
So, it's not your fault.
I didn't know she'd take them. I didn't think...
There's the truth.
I wanted to be better than you.
And how do you think that's going? Oh, thank goodness we have light.
Why don't you like me, Mum? When I dropped that jar of sugar in the kitchen a few days after the funeral, I was only 7. I tried to wipe it up, but you were so angry. You sent me away.
Your dad sanded and varnished those floorboards with such care. He talked about it incessantly, the stain, the varnish. It bored me at the time, but after he'd gone, it was a reminder of his dedication. You scratched sugar and glass into it. It was ruined. You cried before I could tell you off. I smacked you on your bare legs and put you in your room. I sat in the kitchen, staring at the taps. It got dark, it got light. When I went to find you, you were asleep on your little bed, and there was dried blood on the sheet. Your wrist was bruised. My fingerprints were literally imprinted on your skin. You'd cut your hand on the glass, and I'd been too angry to notice. I sat next to you, so sweet when you were asleep. And I knew you had to go. Your dad was desperate for a family. I did it for him. And then he died, just like that, leaving me with you.
I hated that school.
You came out better than any of us.
Sometimes you cried for days. You couldn't see me.
Oh, I see you now. MD. FRC, psych, MBBS. So many letters, but you can't help her. Now it's time for prayers and breathing. No one gave me a manual, Nina. You think I'm to blame for your problems? Well, here's a lesson of life. Blame is a dead end. Accountability's the door.
Tim says I'm like you.
What does he know? He's a gynecologist.
I wish Dad had been with us.
Me too.
I passed her room. She looks peaceful. All right, my love.
I need something to eat.
I'll come with you.
No, Michael, I'll go alone.
She's connected to all these machines. There was a nurse plaiting her hair. I thought that was nice.
I want to sit with her.
Dr. Benson was doing something. I'd wait a bit. Mint? Hospitals make me so uncomfortable. All that pressure, all that anxiety, that pounding in my chest. I remember vividly feeling it's time now. Time to let go. And that's when I felt her. Right next to me. I couldn't leave her. Your mother saved me, you know. She saved me.
You're wrong, Michael. You saved her.
Well, canteen's closed. I want to see Amber. Shall we go to her room?
Michael said Dr. Benson's doing something. Tim? I can just about hear you. Yes. Call me when you land. Bye. He's on the 10 a.m. flight. Her results are out at 10.
Such a bright girl.
Rain stopped.
The finest jewel in our crown.
What do grades really mean?
Oh, I struggled at school.
And look how clever you are.
Love me, Grandma.
If she wakes up...
I'm fine.
When?
When she wakes up, let's take her abroad. A cruise, Michael, yes. What was that cruise?
In the Caribbean.
That's it. We'll book a Harmony cruise. That wasn't meant to be funny.
Mum.
Do you remember me and Tim did that fly drive through California? Amber was 8, and we drove past all these small towns. One of them was called Harmony, and they had a sign saying the population was 18. Amber said, only 18 people live in Harmony. We laughed so hard.
I hope they have good musical skills.
Why?
You don't want discord in Harmony.
Michael.
That's terrible.
Mind you, you wouldn't want a disagreement in Harmony.
Don't, Mum.
That would be unexpected. Goodness! Oh! That scared the life out of me.
Pile closing.
Oh, hello, Doctor.
Nina. Maya.
Is she awake?
A miracle is an extraordinary event. It's not about religion. It's about faith. Learning to live in the light is a journey of faith. And we've just taken our first steps. Will there be music, Brad?
You bet. We'll play you out. That was great, Maya. So inspiring. Sorry about that bug. I don't know how it got into the studio. We'll get rid of it for the show.
I didn't see it.
I think it's a moth.
Did I go over time?
Nope, a clean half hour. You're a pro. Huh. Michael has dinner for you in the dressing room, and you've a couple of tickets left for tonight. Any friends or family in?
Oh, my daughter can't make it. She's working. She's just expanded her practice. It's going really well, so she has to be there. But she's flying over next week.
Any other family?
No. No other family.
Miss Baker wanted you to know she's here.
Mercy's in the building.
She is. Take a break and we'll be ready to record in an hour. Maya? Maya, you okay?
It's not a moth. It's a butterfly.
Karma, by Lalita Chakrabarty. Maya was played by Meera Sayal. Nina, by Lalita Chakrabarty. And Amber, by Pyle Mystery. Jude was Benjamin Westerby. Michael, Julian Wadham. And Grace, Sophie Melville. The song was composed by Lee Athan. Sound design was by Nigel Lewis. And it was directed by Faye Lomas, BBC Audio Drama Wales.
And that was our drama on three, Karma, by Lalita Chakrabarty. Enjoy violin, piano and accordion music from some of our new generation artists next on Radio 3. You'll get to hear an old Viennese dance and a violin and accordion duet.
Now, stay back! We are going to rock through time.
On BBC iPlayer.
This is Ruby.
My name is the Doctor.
Come on in!
Come on!
1963!
Oh, I remember the best time!
Is that a monster?
There's no such thing as monsters, it's just creatures you haven't met yet. I have the whole universe at my fingertips.
So I'd love it if you came with me.
Doctor Who, the brand new season. Watch on BBC iPlayer.
It's Sunday night here on Radio 3. At 11.30, Elizabeth Olker is here with Unclassified Live. The BBC Concert Orchestra will be playing genre-defying new music with guest artists This Is The Kit, Modern Nature and More Mother. At 10 o'clock, Hannah Peel brings us Night Tracks. It's the perfect way to end your weekend. But before that, we've got half an hour to enjoy some music from our new generation artists. We start with current new generation artist, New Zealand-born violinist Geneva Lewis, with the pianist Sam Armstrong. A short work to open, then we're going to hear more from her later on in flamboyant mood. Liebeslied means love sorrows, one of the old Viennese dances arranged by virtuoso violinist and composer Fritz Kreisler.